Hey Brock, it is Madeline. I'm returning your call for Snow the guinea pig. I'm so sorry. I had a parent talking with me and I saw my phone ringing and I was like, oh my God, please leave. And I couldn't get rid of them in time. So apologies. If now's a good time, like I'm available. Otherwise, like if you're understandably with someone, that's okay. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep. Okay. Yeah, like I've noticed the medication, I think it has improved like his pain. I wouldn't say every single wee and poo that he does, like he doesn't make the pain noises every time, but I'm definitely like still hearing them. So like I obviously like, feel really bad for him and I want to do the best thing for him. Like I know I would say yes in a heartbeat, but I financially have to talk to my husband about it. Can I ask, like, that cost there, the 1,300 to 1,500, would there be other costs like, you know, would he have to stay overnight, or is it very much like I would literally be in the waiting room in and out sort of situation? Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. And would you say, like, in terms of like risk? Just because I've had rats in the past and like one of them had to have her tail amputated and I remember them saying because you know they're so little that there's a it's a high risk surgery. Is it similar with guinea pigs or do you think that they do quite okay? No. I took my rat to Caboolture All Pets. My sausage dog had stripped her tail when my parents were supervising the rats, and literally half of her tail was exposed, just bone. So they had to amputate. They did a great job, but they did tell me, you know, like, because she's such a little thing, being on an anesthetic, like, it's there's just that risk. Is it same with guinea pigs? Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's understandable. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I do appreciate checking in and letting me know about that option. I'll definitely talk with my husband about it, and I think I'm in on Monday, with Snow. So hopefully by then I'll know what we're going to do next. I imagine my husband's gonna have so many questions. He's on the spectrum, so likes to know every fine little detail. If I do have questions, if I do have more questions about it, like, can I call and just whoever answers would probably know the answer, or is it best to talk through you? Okay, thank you. Awesome. Okay, thanks, Brock. Really appreciate it. All right. Have a nice afternoon. Okay, bye.